A new toy for Curie's daughter. Pierre Curie made a trip to London to receive the Davy Medal. This great honor had been awarded to Pierre and Marie by the Royal Society of London. When he came home, Marie and little Irene met him at the door of the apartment. Irene, who had been told that her father was bringing home a prize, danced up and down with excitement. "Papa," she cried, after he had lifted her up and kissed her, "let me see it, let me see it." Her father rummaged in the valise he had been carrying. "Where did I put that thing?" he exclaimed. "I'm sure I brought it home with me, I think. Is this it, Pierre?" Marie had picked up a rather heavy package that lay under Pierre's hat on the table. "Yes, that's it." Pierre unwrapped the package and lifted the leather lid of the case. He held up a heavy gold medal on which were engraved the names Pierre and Marie Curie. "Why, it's a great big gold penny," Irene cried.
"It's pretty, isn't it, Ma?"
"Yes, it's very pretty," Marie answered. "But what on earth will we do with it?" "Perhaps we could put it on the table here for a paperweight," Pierre suggested. "Or maybe we could, well, hang it on the wall." He took up the medal to see how it would look over the mantel. It slipped out of his hands and fell to the floor with a thud. Irene darted to pick it up and stood feeling the ridges in the engraving. Then, laughing with glee, she began to roll it along the carpet like a hoop. A happy smile spread over Pierre Curie's gentle face. "See, Irene loves her new toy," he said to Marie. "So we have found a use for the medal after all. You see, the Curies never take fame too seriously, but they are famous and admired by many. Fame usually comes to those who are thinking about something else. Very rarely to those who say to themselves, 'Now, let us be a celebrated individual.'"